she commented twice. And she says, is this the new 1, 2, 3, let's go B? So she's saying, is summon the demons the new crowd chant that they say when she does this witchcraft ritual?
Yeah, here's a question for you. Should you let your kids go to a Taylor Swift concert? Is there occultic underpinnings to what she is involved in? Seems there could be strange activity on the stage, presentations that smack of witchcraft. Big disclaimer out here. I'm just exploring this. I have a friend. His name's Mike Brown. He's a very gifted writer. He wrote a great piece about this. Mike always tends to have his finger on the pulse of what's happening when it comes to this type of stuff. And he says, Swift has curiously surrounded herself with the occult simultaneously as a result. What's happened to her? She's risen to total media dominance.
I was just thinking as you were talking, she had some honored guests with her at the Super Bowl. And one of them, there were clips all over the internet after the game. This one artist, I've never seen her before, but she looks interesting. Her name is Ice Spice.
Oh, yeah.
And she waited until the cameras were on her and straight up did a satanic hand movement and then highlighted her upside down cross that she was wearing.
Maggie, you want to set this up? You want to explain what we have here?
We have a clip here from a gentleman named Isaiah Robin. He kind of breaks down what he sees as a rise of demonic control in pop music.
Fascinating.
Swift is finally showing you guys who she truly is, and you're still not paying attention, huh? She literally called herself a witch in this tweet. Billboard chart says this is a song for all the lonely witches. Y'all think they're just putting on an artistic act? This woman was on tour going state to state doing live rituals on stage. And nobody's paying attention to it, huh? You're that brainwashed.
Pitchforks and proof. Every seat's in reasons. They're burning all the witches even if you aren't one.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a serpent behind her. Y'all waking up yet? In that video, she was acting like she was in hell. But now she's trying to make it cool to be a witch. Why is that? Well, I said it before, you do not get this big without certain contracts being signed. They got her right where they wanted her just so they can turn her around so she can manipulate the youth. The kids love Taylor Swift. But instead of being a great role model that she built her fan base off of, now she wants to be a witch. Y'all see the switch? And this isn't something new. Billie Eilish with children. Building a fan base with children. Then all of a sudden she made a song called All the Good Girls Go to Hell. Lil Nas X built a fan base off of children. They blew this man up out of nowhere. Then what happened? Out of nowhere, he switched. Next thing we know, he's sliding from heaven into hell. Even gave him his own satanic shoe. They had 666 on him. Also Luke 10:18, the verse in the Bible where Satan fell like lightning. So do you guys see the comparison? Do you guys see the pattern? Do you guys see who they're after? They're after the youth. Because if they can control the youth, they can control the future. Stop listening to these artists and stop letting your children listen to these artists. Little do you know, you are allowing demonic spirits to come into your household. Because when you play that nonsense, you are coming into agreement with that nonsense. Your eyes and your ears are portals. What you let into them is what you're coming into agreement with. 2024, let's be smarter. Let's be more wise. If it's not glorifying God, cut it off. Yeah. God bless you.
Well, let's talk to somebody who's intimately connected to, some of these dark anointings. He's a pastor at St. Catherine of Siena Church in Columbia, Tennessee, and the diocese exorcist. It's good to have Father Dan Rehill with us today. Father, always good to talk with you. Thank you for your patience and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Drew. It's good to be back.
What's your view on Taylor, and then maybe bring us back in time and show us how Satan, who's the prince of this world, can work?
Well, gone are the days of the high school crush on Tim McGraw. Those songs are over. You know, she has moved on, and you know, she even left Nashville. I think she still might keep a residence here, but she wanted to go to New York City, and she engaged everything it had to offer. Wow. And I don't know what her intentions are. You know, we don't know what's in her heart, but the outward appearances of what she's doing is very demonic. And she's crafting or her creative director, whoever it might be, but she's, you know, she's giving her compliance in it. This Eras tour has these literally look like witches' covens that are performing rituals on stage, which is very disturbing considering a huge segment of her fan base is young girls. When you consider she has, I think she has almost 300 million Instagram followers. Let's say 1% is 3 million. Let's say 1% say, I want to try doing some of this stuff Taylor's doing. Wow. I want to figure out what this witchcraft is. That's 3 million people.
Wow.
You see, the original influencer was Satan. He's the one who has always kind of courted people into influencing them to do things against God's kingdom. Now, when you have that kind of power, when you have that much influence, whatever she's doing, good or bad, the demons are going to be watching her day and night. And she's a huge target for their camp, because then you add on YouTube and TikTok and everything else. I mean, this woman, they said she could sway the election.
Yep.
The political pundits said that she has the power to sway an election, presidential election. So huge power. And it does seem she's getting darker and darker with each album and tour she goes on. And the people she's surrounding herself with. You mentioned Ice Spice, who I never heard of either until this happened. She's in the booth at the game. She's got on Balenciaga clothing. Remember Balenciaga?
Sure.
The pedophile ad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So she's still promoting it, which means she's for it. And she's wearing an upside-down crucifix around her neck, which is also a satanic symbol. That's who she's surrounding herself with. Her other good buddy who opens for her tour, the current tour, is this woman, Sabrina Carpenter. She desecrated the church in Brooklyn with her video shot. That's her. Can you imagine?
So many
coincidences. When you put all these coincidences together, you know, it does paint a picture that says this is not coincidental.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Can't be.
That's unbelievable.
And this girl is, what is she, like 34, 35?
She is 34.
Very common.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at Beyonce, when you look at Jay-Z, when you look at Rihanna, when you look at Lady Gaga, Madonna, they've all, Katy Perry. Katy Perry started singing church music in her church. And they've all gone over, you know. And the more they go in, the higher their fame and popularity goes up.
Let me grab a few calls for you, Father.
Sure.
And we'll get Nick in Chicago. He's been waiting a while to join us as well. He's got a comment about, I guess, her Willow's presentation. Nick, good afternoon.
Hi. So thanks for having me on. I wanted to talk about a couple of things I noticed, and I'll tie them up, and then I'll let you comment. There's a country artist named Allison Russell who did a video, a song called Demons. It's overwhelmingly demonic. I researched it, and then it said, this is Ethan Tubman, T-O-B-M-A-N, Ethan Tubman, who is also the creative director for the Eras Tour, who actually designed the cinematography and the video, the music video. Now, he did the whole Eras Tour, but in Eras Tour, you can check out the Willows video. And Willows is a kind of an innocent song. Initially, originally, it was a guy comes into town, he takes your heart, you know, and the lyrics are kind of interesting. You know, the more you say, the less I know, wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging you to take my hand, wreck my plans, that's my man.
Wow.
While she's saying, wherever you stray, I follow, I'm begging for you to take my hand, she's got one hand out, Taylor Swift does, and she's got the other hand making the, you know, the hook'em horns satanic symbol in the other hand, while she's wearing this dark cape along with a coven of women in a circle raising these yellow globes, clearly demonic. So, I mean, the creative circle is kind of tied tightly by this Ethan Tubman, who is the creative director for a lot of these demonic videos.
Nick, thank you for the call. Thank you for unpacking that. Father, there are people who go to these concerts. They pay $1,000 for the ticket. They can walk out, and they don't even remember what they experienced. Now, that could be a psychological phenomenon, but I often wonder, is there some sort of spiritual phenomenon going on here?
Well, you know, we don't know for a fact, because we can only attest to what we're seeing. But I don't know what she's doing before the concerts. I don't know if she's having groups of actual witches put curses and spells on her tour. You know, years ago, there was a priest who used to be very successful real estate agent in L.A. and millions of dollars. And he was getting invited to a lot of these heavy metal bands when they'd have a new album. He would go to the launch party where they would have a black mass and dedicate the album to Satan and ask him to attach demons to the people that buy it to increase their record sales, that they would get more deeply into the music. We would never know that because we don't run in those circles. But this guy, before his conversion, he was in that world. And I never forgot it because, fast forward 30, 40 years, you think they're not doing that anymore? I think they certainly are. And that Willow song, she has this line in there, "Wait for the signal, they'll meet you after dark." What is she talking about? I don't know her intention. Maybe she thinks it's all just smoke and mirrors and it's all just for the drama. But what she doesn't realize is whether she thinks it's real or not, they're showing up.
Maggie, open your mic and share with Father, too, and everyone else, what Nick said about Ethan Tubman.
I'm not shocked because this guy has got his fingers in every major American market. He does advertising for every huge posh company, music videos, film, TV. He's like all over the place.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And we don't know. I have to make sure I'm clear on this. I don't know whether there's anything occultic going on behind the scenes, if there are witches casting spells the lyrics and is what Nick pointed out and others. It seems pretty obvious in some respects. People leaving with amnesia, all sorts of different things happening. What would you recommend that people not go to these concerts? Would you recommend that parents be cautious? What advice should you give to a parent? What are your concerns and what are your cautions?
Listen, whether she's doing actual witchcraft or just pretending to be one on stage, they're attracting demons either way. And why would you put your child in the path of some kind of a problem, a spiritual problem? I would say skip the concert. Yeah. There's enough good things you can be entertained by. You don't need to go and watch somebody pretend to be a witch or actually doing witchcraft,
right,
and putting your child in the direct path of these demonic spirits. Why would you do that?
That's right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Taylor Swift was on stage and something strange happened to her. In fact, I think it kind of startled her. And I wasn't sure whether this was simply theatrics. It looked real when I looked at the video and it looked legitimate. This took place in a place, in the state of Massachusetts, of course, home to Salem, which has a very high witchcraft population or witch population there. And listen to this. Here's part of the audio. You can listen and give me your take.
I'm not touching that. You have no idea. Did you hear that? You hear the pianos? Are they able to hear that? I didn't play that. So that means that.
Yeah, it totally seems haunted. It all went down night 3 of Tay's Eras Tour in Foxborough, Massachusetts. At one point, her piano started playing on its own.
Your thoughts on that and give me your takeaway.
Again, who knows if that's scripted or that was, a real entity that was taking over the music of the piano. We don't know. I mean, she should know because she would know if that was part of the show or not.
Right.
But if it only happened once, it would tend to make you think it wasn't part of the act,
Exactly.
It doesn't seem to happen in any other city. Maybe it was a nod from the other world. But, when you talk about these controlling the elements, witchcraft is all about harnessing energy, and it's from those main elements, the earth, the sky, the water, and fire. And then they think they can use that, harness that energy, and use it to do whatever, good or bad. But they're not harnessing anything. They're tapping into the demonic power. And sadly, the devil's biggest prize is the pure and innocent. That's what he's most after, and if you're somebody running around like, Madonna or Lady Gaga, he's already got them in his pocket. He doesn't need to worry about them, but he's looking for the kids. It's really true.
Susan is in New Jersey. Hi, Susan. You're on the air with Father Rehill.
Hi. My husband got tickets to the Hoot a few years ago, and it was in New York on Long Island. Mm-hmm. And I was praying in the middle of the concert. I claimed the precious blood of Jesus on all the audience and everyone there, and the electricity went out right away, and the concert ended, and it's online.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. Susan, any thoughts, Father?
Good for you. Yeah, it is a battle. we're in a battle, and we should be doing our part. And that means, you know, engaging the angels, engaging the saints, engaging the Holy Trinity, you know, and that's a perfect prayer. Cover us in your precious blood. Make us even invisible to the enemy. I pray that before every exorcism.
Amen to that. We'll bring you back again. It's always great to have you here. I appreciate your balance and your insight. Remember us in your prayers, and I'll ask everyone to do the same for you, okay?
Sure will. Thank you, Drew.
You got it. It's Father Dan Rehill. I'm Drew Mariani. Hey, like what you just heard? Then share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.